بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا. The believer tried to explain to his atheist friend who did not believe in the hereafter and believed that life is forever. So he says to him, if دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, that when you entered your orchard, why didn't you say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, the will of Allah Ta'ala prevails and nothing can be achieved and enjoyed without the will of Allah Ta'ala and without His power. If you see me to be less than you in wealth and children, then it is likely that my Rabb will grant me an orchard better than yours and send upon your orchard a disaster from the heavens and it will become a plain field. Or the water that is used to irrigate your orchard may run off underground and you will never be able to find it thereafter. And then his orchards and his farms were encompassed by some calamity, some ruin. When he saw it destroyed, he began to turn around his hands in utter disgust over what he had spent over it. And it had been fallen down upon its trellises. And he would say, Ya laytani lam ushrik bi rabbi ahada, that woe to me, had I not only joined partners to my Rabb. Here, there was none to help him against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nor could he help himself. And here, one realizes that help comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is best to give reward, and he is best in respect to results and consequences. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, give them a simile of the life of this world, like water that we send down from the heavens, and the vegetation of the earth absorbs it. Then, after a few days, then it becomes into dry stubble, and winds are scattering it around. And Allah Ta'ala has the power over all things. In the beginning, there is so much of an attraction when it's green and lush, but within a few days it withers away, it dries up, and then it's blown around, scattered around by winds. So this is life, a few days of enjoyment, a few days of attraction, and then there is total decline. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya, wealth and children are but the ornament of this life. Enduring good deeds are far better in the presence of your Rabb, in respect to rewards and in respect to having hopes and expectations. What is baqiyatu salihat, enduring good deeds, wealth and children, we all aspire, but little do we realize it's just a dream, just an ornament of this life, an attraction of this life. We will separate or they will separate, and then we see what is the reality of life. So the thing that we need to plant our hopes is the enduring good deeds. The enduring good deeds help us in this life, in every station of our life, at the time of death, in the solitude of the grave, in the hereafter. So what is this enduring good deeds? That is, explains three things. One is the tasbih, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That is, says, it is a cure. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is a cure for 99 problems, the least of which is stress and stress, worries and grief. The second explanation to baqiyatu salihat is to be punctual on the 5-time namazes on time, jamaat. And the third explanation to baqiyatu salihat, enduring good deeds, is any good deed that will remain. It is, we learned deen and we teach deen. We practice deen and we encourage others. By the same token, to work on the household and to ensure that they also go on the same line, encourage them, motivate them and mold them. And so on the day of Qiyamah, a man will be dispatched to Jahannam when his little girls will come up and say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was our father. He was very kind to us and he gave us the right type of direction, the right type of teaching. And we had held on to Islam on account of his good guidance. So Allah Ta'ala deliver him from Jahannam to Jannat. And on account of the intercession, Allah Ta'ala will grant him Jannat. Any good deed that will endure, teaching, learning, giving a kitab, encouraging someone, and all these are baqiyatu salihat. So they are far better in respect to rewards and hopes. We all hope some things. We all aspire for some things. So what you aspire for, then this is the best thing to aspire. The day we will move the mountains, now they seem to be so stable and firm in their places, but then we will move the mountains and you will see the earth totally bare, without any landmarks, no valleys, no hills, absolutely one single plain, and we'll gather them together, and we'll not leave out a single person. Then will they be brought in front, they will be brought before their Rabb in rows. They'll be brought before their Rabb, and لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. You have come to us like we had created you at first. But you felt that you will never keep up to this promise of ours, that Qiyamah is a reality. You are going to be rewarded and recompensed for your good deeds and your bad deeds. So you felt that this was not a reality. Now look. وَوُدِّيَ الْكِتَابِ. Then the book of deeds will be placed, and you will see the sinners in terror about what it contains. All that the book contains, they will be filled with terror. And they will say, woe unto us, what is the matter with this book? What kind of a book is this, that it leaves out no small or big deed, but it accounts and it records it completely. And they will find all that they had worked for before them, and your Rabb doesn't treat anybody unjustly. Their deeds will they find before them. So this is not just figurative, rather it is literal, that they will find their deeds before them. In the life hereafter, the good deeds and the bad deeds, they take shape. Therefore the hadith says, person who had wealth and not discharged the zakat, then this will be turned into a python and it will bite him all the time. I am your wealth, I am your treasure that you used to treasure, ana maluk, ana kanzuk. The hadith also says, the person who acts righteously and correctly, then in the grave, the solitude of the grave, these good deeds of his will assume per people of good, it will assume the form of good companions, comforting you more than your wife and your dear children can give you comfort. And then again the hadith says that the qurbani animal that you offer in qurbani, that will be your vehicle on the day of Qiyamah. Again, the hadith speaks about person usurping the rights of orphans, then that will be a fire that he is filling into his belly. Although this fire is not perceived now, but on that day, when it gets the right environment, and you will see what is the outcome of usurping their rights. Like we say, petrol is fire. So someone says, we do not see the fire. So we will tell him that if it gets that type of conducive environment, and then you will see the fire therein. So exactly by the same token, you will see the fire of the usurping of rights of people, what it turns to. Now it seems to be an enjoyment. Now you will glory at the numbers, the figures that you've got. But then when you see the consequence, you realize what it turns around. وَلَا يَسْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't deal with his servants unjustly at any time. May Allah give us tawfiq.